Bola Maiden Over by Summer Reed. Chapter 1. First Innings. Birdsong. The coal and thrushes first. Quick additions, including peacocks, plus the chirps of insects and frogs, built to a glorious chorus that woke the village of Nalee. In the cool, clean, cloudless hour before dawn, Verenier listened to her mother stir and rise, then her father. A gentle gust of cold air came through glassless windows. She pulled her blanket to her neck. Her grandfather's home housed her parents, aunt, uncle, brothers, sisters, and cousins. For the first half hour of her morning, the only sounds came from the big room and the kitchen. This was Verenia's time to lie still and indulge a favorite private notion that it was day one for the world. This particular morning, Verenia's best friend, Janya, and the village's new boy, Nihal, had something like the same new world feeling. The day of school together was only hours away. They glimpsed each other briefly weeks prior when construction began on Nihal's family's house, the 59th house in the old village. Like so many thousands of villages in India, Nalee could only be reached with great effort. Over an impossible road, daunting topography, a hot day and a cold night. Nihal, his father, mother, and younger sister carried what they owned and arrived to settle their new purchase of land. Nihal's reputation preceded him, a rising star cricket batter from a village 10 miles away. Nalee's cricket team embraced the prospect of him leading them to wins, maybe even to a championship. When Verenia first saw the tall, strong, and handsome Nihal, she imagined a romantic match for her best friend. Janya was the prettiest girl in the village, maybe in all the Pradesh. She was engaged, of course, had been most her life, to a Nalee boy whose father owned 15 acres of mango trees. This was a minor obstacle in Verenia's eyes. The arranged marriage, should it take place, would mostly separate Verenia and Janya and effectively end the best friendship ever. Janya, to whom everything came so easily, friendships, good grades, weaving, cooking, laughter, and athletics, would, Verenia decided, just have to marry this new, dashing young man instead. Verenia recognized in him that rare type, the quick conqueror. Cricket would take him to fame and fortune, and Janya, his wife, would reach her ultimate goal in life to leave the village of 500 souls, move to a bustling big city, and live in high style. Verenia, of course, would go with them. Nihal distinguished himself building the new house, which was a village effort directed by a man Nihal's father hired to expertly oversee the project. The village, old men and young, along with the women who carried water and cooked, noticed Nihal, his strength, grace, endurance, and his good cheer. He was the subject of evening conversation all over Nalee. Verenia listened this early first day to her parents' whispered conversations and their suppressed laughter as her father enjoyed his breakfast. She heard him leave to work in the coconut grove. She stood and stretched and stepped over a sleeping cousin and passed a brother to enter the kitchen, a large roofed room with 3 walls. She whispered good morning to her mother and walked 70 yards to the well, which they shared with 3 other families. When Verenia's mother was a girl, the village only had 1 well, a mile of what they called the square, though the gathering place had an irregular shape. There were now 4 wells inside the village. She carried a jug, pumped water into a corrugated tub to bathe, then brushed her hair and pumped more water to brush her teeth. Her morning task, as it was for all girls her age, and had been for all time, was to help her mother prepare the breakfast for the rest of the family. She filled the jug, delivered the water to her mother, then met her grandfather as he rose. Since she learned to walk, their morning routine was the same. They uncovered the chickens, collected eggs, and walked to the lean-to where he milked the cow. Varenya was the first each morning to taste the fresh milk. She carried the milk pail to the kitchen. The fire was going. Her mother handed her a cup of coconut water. They did not whisper. Varenya, what is that smile upon your face? A plan, mother, a hope. Today would be special at school. Ah, yes, her mother said. New boy and cricket practice this afternoon. I suppose you and Janya will watch the practice. You know, this infusion for the team might spark an interest in the game. For me, you know I just like to see others enjoy sport. I have no interest in the game at all. You like tea breaks? Who doesn't? I am probably not the only one who endures batting and bowling and hot sun for the cakes and tea. And the chit-chat and gossip. And today the talk will be all about the new boy. I know how girls are.